Welcome to the Teach Mindfulness podcast. My name is Shamash Aladina, and today I want to talk to you about teaching the value of short mindful meditations. So why begin with short exercises, or why emphasize the importance of short mindfulness meditations rather than the longer ones? Well, one place to start is the research on behavior change. And the world's leading researcher on habits and behavior change is Professor B.J. Fogg, based out of Stanford University. And his groundbreaking research discovered that whenever we want to start a new habit, we need to start really small. And the reason we need to start small, for the majority of cases, is because of our motivation fluctuates. So you could teach your students longer meditations, and that's absolutely fine and normally done. But if you also teach them short exercises, sometimes less than 30 seconds is what's recommended by BJ Fogg, and 10 seconds is even better, then it's much more likely to become a habit in our everyday lives if it's designed well and you choose to put that habit into part of your daily routine. So the value of short meditations, first of all, is that they don't require much motivation, and therefore you can find a slot in your morning routine, for example, after you get up or after you brush your teeth or after you've had your breakfast or after you switch on your computer, and you take one breath or three breaths, or you notice the colors in the room, or you listen to the sounds, whatever the little mindful exercise is, that little short mindfulness meditation will hopefully feel pleasant, and then it becomes a habit, and then it's much more likely to naturally grow in that space. It's almost like putting a little seed in the soil, and the fertile soil is your daily routine, and you water it with that initial practice. And as you continue to practice, the watering happens through the pleasant experience that you have in actually doing the meditation. And as you continue to water it, that seed germinates, and it may become a longer length or it may not, but it finds its natural size. So that's the first value of doing a short mindful exercise. Secondly, there's no research showing that there's a minimum amount that you need to do. And if you do less than that, you know, the mindfulness won't work. It doesn't work like that for something like mindfulness. Mindfulness has a ripple effect. You do one mindful breath, or you spend a moment being present, and that might lead to you being a bit more present in the next moment and the next moment, or in your next interaction, or the next challenge that you face. That may be more mindful. It may lead to a mindful interaction that you do, or you may find it a very enjoyable moment of mindfulness, and you may want to have a few more moments. So this kind of thing is not really possible to research, because of we have complex interactions throughout the day, and who knows the incredible power of just one mindful breath. So emphasize that with your students, let them know about that, and share some examples or little stories about how you've practiced short exercises in the past and how it's helped. One classic short mindful exercise, which many people like and many people have done, is called the breathing space meditation. And I think this was first developed in an 8-week course called Mindfulness-Based Cognitive Therapy. And it simply starts with a wide open awareness, which hopefully you've learned about in your training, or you're hopefully going to train perhaps in this. And you just become aware of your thoughts and your feelings and your bodily sensations. So it's a nice wide open awareness. Then you narrow your focus onto your breath, and you notice what's happening with your breath for, you know, maybe a few moments, maybe a minute. And then you expand your awareness back out again. So you're flexing your attention muscles. And people find this so powerful, especially in a moment of difficulty or a challenge. You're overwhelmed with a really difficult emotion, or someone said some challenging news to you, or you feel frustrated in a big way or angry about something. An exercise like that can really make all the difference. Another one that's often taught is called the stop exercise. And S stands for stop. T stands for take a breath, O stands for observe, and then P stands for proceed. So that's a nice easy one to remember. S for stop, T, take a breath or take a few breaths, something you can share with your students. O is observe, so observe and notice what's going on in your body, what's going on with your thoughts and feelings, maybe even opening the eyes in that moment and noticing the colors in your surroundings, and then proceed. One other value of these short exercises is they're very portable, aren't they? You can take them out into your workplace or as a busy parent, and you can just kind of slot them in the small moments that you have. And perhaps these are the situations when we need it most. And so there's a few examples, a few reasons why short meditations are so valuable. And you can call them little moments of mindfulness. And they can start with just 1 second and upwards, and you can build it up from there. So there's some ideas for teaching short meditations. Thank you so much for listening to the Teach Mindfulness podcast. Feel free to get in touch if you've got any questions, or if you're interested in learning more from us about teaching mindfulness. Okay, see you soon.